Thank you and good morning, everyone.
感谢主，我们今天能够在这里一起敬拜。
I am glad to be back at Rutgers Christian Community Church.
我非常高兴能够再回到若歌教会。
Or is it Community Christian Church?
Rutgers Community Christian Church. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Actually, when I was first here, more than 20 years ago.
那么事实上，在超过二十年之前，我第一次来到贵教会。
It was Rutgers Chinese Community Church.
那时候教会的名字叫做若歌华人教会。
So a good reflection of the fact that your vision is now bigger than just one specific group.
感谢主，神扩张了我们的意向，我们不单单只是关心华裔的族群。
But when I'm speaking to you this morning, it reminds me of a dream that I had as a young man.
但是在这个时候也再一次让我想起一个年轻的人他所做的一个梦。
When I first became a follower of Jesus, I got very involved in world mission.
当我刚刚开始成为一个耶稣基督跟随者的时候，我非常热心参与普世的宣教。
It was 1971 when I started to follow Jesus Christ.
那么在1971年我决志信主跟随主。
And in 1971, one of the most mysterious countries of the world to us was China.
那么在1971年的时候大家最关心的就是中国的福音。
And I prayed, Lord, I would like to go to be a missionary in China.
我那时候跟神祷告说主啊差遣我成为去中国的宣教士。
And even when I was in seminary, I tried to apply to teach in Chung Chau Seminary in Hong Kong.
那么事实上在那个时候我在都希望能够有机会到香港的一个神学院去教书。
And my wife and I, we made ourselves available. We said, Lord, here we are, send us.
那么在那个时候我跟我的妻子就已经是说我们要准备自己求你差遣我们。
But God had different designs for our lives.
但是神对于我们的人生有不同的计划。
But when I stand before you to speak,
今天当我站在诸位面前传讲信息
God reminded me.
神就再一次的提醒我们。
Sometimes dreams take a long time to fulfill.
有的时候年轻的梦经过很长的时间才会实现。
So I didn't get to go to China.
我没有办法有机会到中国去。
But I'm happy that China came to me.
但是感谢主，华人来到我的面前。
So I'm happy to be with you this morning.
所以今天早上在这里，我心里何等喜乐。
Our worship has already prepared us well for what I'd like to share.
当我们在这里敬拜的时候，我们敬拜已经准备了我们的心。
Even starting with the book of Genesis chapter 12.
那么事实上，在创世纪第十二章。
When God promises Abraham, I'm going to bless you.
那么神应许亚和当然说我要祝福你
I'm going to make your name great
我要使你的名为大
But then he says through you all the nations on earth will be blessed
透过你是普世都要因你蒙福
You see God's desire for the nations doesn't start just with Jesus in the New Testament
请注意神对于普世的这个心意不是只是从耶稣开始
It begins with a God whose love is for the whole world
那么是神爱普世上所有的人。
And then we sang the response to what would be God's call on our lives.
那么然后呢，神到底对我们的人生是有怎么样的呼召呢
？Here I am, Lord.
那么是我在这里。
Send me.
请差遣我。
I've heard you calling in the night.
那我听见你的呼声。
Help me to listen.
那我在听你的呼声。
To obey.
我们愿意来顺从。
I served at a church for 22 years, oftentimes as a missions pastor.
在一个教会里面，我服侍了二十二年，大部分的时间我是做宣教牧师。
And like your church, we would have a mission conference every week.
在我的这个教会里面，我们每一年
every year, I should say,
每一年我们都有宣道年会。
And many times, my wife would say to me, "Why do we do this?"
那么很多时候，我的妻子问我说，为什么我们老是做这个呢？
Why do we have this interest in global mission?
那么为什么我们对于普世的这个宣教有这样的兴趣呢
And I would say, well, you know, the global village has connected us in a way we've never been connected before.
那就是说我们住在一个地球村的里面我们比以前任何时候都是彼此有关联
She says, that's not a big enough reason.
那么这个不是一个够好的理由。
I said, and we know about all the needs of the world.
我们知道普世各地的各需要。
And she said, that's not a big enough reason.
那妻子说这也不是一个好的理由。
And so I said to her, what do you think?
那么我就问他说，那你觉得主要的理由是什么？
Why do the people of God concern themselves in cultures and worlds beyond themselves?
那么为什么属神的子民他的关心的层面啊，远远超过自己所居住的地方呢？
And her response was, it's the heart of God.
他的回答就是说，因为这是神的心意。
God's very character is that of outreach.
那么神他特别的这一个品格就是要我们能够出去传福音
of going looking for lost people
那么所以要我们寻找拯救失丧的人
and that's why this morning I want to share with you three different questions in the Bible that God asks
那么所以今天我想要跟大家分享圣经上神所问他子民的三个问题
I referred to the first one on Friday night when we were here together
在礼拜五的晚上我已经提到过第一个问题
The first question appears actually in the book of Genesis right after sin has entered the world.
那么当始祖亚当犯罪之后神就问始祖头一个问题。
If you remember Adam and Eve are in the Garden of Eden,
你记得亚当夏娃在伊甸园的里面。
And they are told by God, enjoy yourself, but just not this tree.
那么神对亚当夏娃说园中各样树上的果子你都可以随意吃只是这一棵园当中的不能吃。
But they get tempted and they fail.
但是他们受了试探，他们失败了。
And they realize they've sinned.
那么他们发现他们犯罪得罪神。
And they're covered with shame.
他们就被羞耻所充满。
And they hear God coming.
他们就听见神在园中行走。
So they hide themselves because of their shame.
他们就躲避起来，因为他们觉得羞耻。
And God speaks.
然后神发声。
Genesis 3 verse 9.
在创世纪第三章第八第九节
Where are you?
你在哪里
Now we know that God knows where they are.
那么我们当然晓得神知道他们在哪
But he wanted them to know he was looking for them.
但是神所以问这个问题是神要让亚当夏娃晓得神在寻找他们
The main message of Christian salvation is that God came looking for us.
那么我们基督教关于神救赎的恩典就是神寻找人。
In many religions, we have to make the effort to go looking for God.
在世上所有其他的宗教都是人努力寻找神。
But the Bible tells us that God has a seeking heart.
但是圣经上告诉我们神有寻求人的心。
Or a pursuing heart.
或者他有一个要找人的心。
He wants to go looking.
他一直在寻找。
He comes looking for us.
他来到这个世界上寻找我们。
And the greatest expression of that is Jesus himself.
那么神寻找人最大的表现就是耶稣基督自己道成肉身。
On Friday, we concentrated on the fact that God so loves the world that he sent his one and only son.
礼拜五说我们说神是极爱世人甚至差遣他的独生子。
In other words, he came and sent his son to bring salvation to us.
那么他差遣他的独生子来为着要成就救恩
That God is a seeking God
那么神是一位寻找的神
And Jesus reminds us in the Gospel of Luke just what that means
那么耶稣基督在路加福音里面也再一次强调这个重点
God is made similar to the homeowner who sweeps clean the house looking for the lost coin
那么特别提到说有一个富人寻找那个失去的一个钱
Or are the father who welcomes and goes looking for his lost son.
那么或者说是一个父亲寻找那个浪子。
Or are the shepherd who goes leaving the 99 to go looking for the lost sheep.
或者那位牧人他放下99只羊寻找那一个失去的羊。
In Luke's Gospel chapter 19, when Jesus is accused of having dinner with this sinner named Zacchaeus.
那么在路加福音十九章的时候有人就指控耶稣说他竟然跟这个罪人撒该一起坐下吃喝
Jesus says I've come to look for I've come to pursue I've come to seek and to save that which was lost
那么耶稣特别太子们说我来就是寻找要拯救那失丧的人
Brothers and sisters if we're here today as followers of Jesus it's because God pursued us
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，今天我们所以能够成为耶稣基督的门徒，是因为神先寻找而找到了我们。
Maybe he pursued us through our parents.
他来寻找我们。
Or a youth pastor.
那么或者是说借着青年牧师。
Or our the elders at our church.
或者在我们教会的一位比较先做基督徒的。
Or when we came to the U.S. to study.
或者我们来到美国，我们来学习。
God pursues.
那么神寻找我们。
He says, "I want you back."
那么谁寻找我们？
He says, I want you in my fellowship.
他说我希望寻找你，让你能够与我相交。
Now, the way that's expressed is that God is a God who sends.
那么所以我们所看到的这个表情就是说神是一位差遣的神。
And he sends us.
他差遣我们。
When we have been found by God, when we say yes to God's where are you,
那么当我们被神找到的时候，那么我们就不再跟神争论。
He says to us, now that I've pursued you, I ask you to go pursue others.
那么既然我已经找着你，我现在希望你去寻找其他的人。
The reason why we have programs of outreach locally or globally is because we're saying to a lost world, where are you?
那么所以我们会有这个不管是本地的或者远方的这个差传这样子的一些会议，就是说我们要回应神的呼召，在找问人说你在哪里。
Jesus says go into the world.
神说你们去往普天下去。
Make disciples.
要使得世人做我的门徒。
Preach the word.
要传我的话。
Be a person pursuing in Jesus' name.
那么我们要能够靠着耶稣的名来寻找世上的人。
The key word is sent.
所以重要的一个字就是差遣。
In the Gospel of John, Jesus says, I've been sent by God.
那么在约翰福音，耶稣说父差遣了我。
The Father has sent the Son.
那么父神差遣了子神。
But God so loved the world that he sent.
那么因为神是这样子的爱世人，所以他差遣。
But then something changes on the night of the resurrection.
那么可是在复活的那一天晚上，
Jesus says to his disciples,
那么耶稣就对门徒说，
As the Father has sent me,
正像父怎样差遣了我，
Now I'm sending you.
我也照样差遣了你们。
Jesus pursues us.
那么耶稣来寻找我们。
And he says, I've pursued you, now pursue others.
那么因为我寻找你们，所以你们要寻找世上的
人。 We love because he first loved us.
我们所以爱神，因为神先爱了我们。
We go into the world because he came to our world.
那么我们所以进到普世传扬福音，是因为他道成肉身先来寻找我们。
Do I have the pursuing, the seeking heart of God?
我们有没有同样的分享神那个寻找的那个心呢？
Do I go looking for people who don't yet know Jesus?
我们没有寻找那些还不认识耶稣基督的人呢？
Do I pray for my neighbors?
我们为我们的邻舍来祷告呢？
Do I learn about other religions so that I could talk to them?
我们有没有学习这个世界上其他的宗教，因此我们可以跟他沟通呢？
Am I willing to pursue?
我们愿不愿意做寻找的人？
The Bible actually refers to us in 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
那么在这个第五章，这个哥林多后书第五章，
It says that God makes us His ambassadors.
神让我们成为耶稣基督的使者。
Now I've never given much thought about that until I was on a trip in Africa.
那么使者是怎么一回事呢？直到有一次我在非洲旅行。
And I was traveling from one city called Nairobi to another city in the country of Ethiopia.
我是从肯亚的首都 Nairobi 要 坐飞机到这个伊索比亚。
It was a fairly short flight, maybe less than 2 hours.
那么是一个很短的一个飞行，大概2个小时。
But I had spoken at a church, I had a very nice suit on.
那么因为我要去一个教会讲道，所以我穿着很整齐的这个西装。
And so I'm very bold and I went up to the people at the gate.
所以我脸皮很厚，我就对于这个门口的这个服务员说，
I said to them, I have a very nice suit on.
我穿的衣服很整齐。
Could I sit in first class?
我们能坐在头等舱。
And the lady looked at me and said, sure.
那么然后在那里的那个女士很客气说，当然。
And so there was only one other person in first class.
那么事实上头等舱只有另外一个旅客。
This was a Kenyan man, also very nicely dressed.
那么这是一位肯雅籍的一位人，
所以我们穿得很整齐。We got talking to each other.
所以我们就彼此互相。
And I said, "What do you do?"
我就问他说你是干什么的。
And at that moment, his chest sort of pumped up like he's proud.
那么当我问他这个问题的时候，他就昂首挺胸，非常非常的骄傲。
He says, "I'm an ambassador from the president of Kenya."
他说我是代表肯亚总统的大使。
And I'm going to deliver a message from my president to the president of Ethiopia.
那么我要带着我总统的信息，这个信息要带给伊索比亚的总统。
It changes your perspective on yourself to think of yourself as an ambassador.
当我们想到我们是使者的时候，就改变了我们自己对我们自己的眼光跟看法。
The Bible says if you have the good news of Jesus in your heart, you are now an ambassador of the King of Kings.
耶稣基督告诉我们说，我们是有这个神赐给我们的好消息，我们是万王之王、万主之主的使者。
Think of that later in the day or tomorrow when the week starts. I'm an ambassador of Jesus.
那么想一想，我们自己是神的使者。
I have a message from the King of Kings to all my neighbors.
我们是耶稣基督的使者，我们有从万王之王来的信息是给我们的邻舍。
And as a church, we have a message from the King of Kings to all the nations.
我们作为一个教会，我们有从万王之王来的信息要给普世所有的人。
I was thinking and praying specifically about this congregation.
那么特别在今天。
And where maybe God could send you.
那么我们不，神是怎么样差遣我们？
Some of you might know my friend and our longtime friend David Rowe, who spoke here last year.
我们可能记得我们去年宣道年会的讲员 David Rowe 牧师。
And he and I were together in Africa.
那么我们两位，我们一起在非洲。
And he gave a very passionate appeal to the African leaders.
那么他在那边特别对于这个非洲教会的领袖有这样一个激烈的请求。
To reach out to the Chinese workers all across Africa.
因为在非洲有许多从中国来的华人的工人。
Because the Chinese government has many different contracts with the nations of Africa.
因为中国的政府跟非洲的许多的地方都订有这个建筑的条约。
Building highways,
他们盖公路。
Building hotels,
盖旅馆。
Almost every airport I fly into in Africa now was built by the Chinese government.
那么几乎非洲所有主要的机场都是华人，都是中国政府帮忙。
And my friend David Rose said to those African leaders, God is bringing people that don't know anything about Jesus to Africa so they can hear the gospel.
所以 David Rose 特别说，神把这许多不认识耶稣的华人带到你们中间，你们要把福音传。
But you know what they need?
你们知道他们需要是什么？
They need people to train them who speak Mandarin.
所以他们需要这些人，需要有人能够训练他们能够讲普通话。
That could be you.
那么可能就是你啊。
You say, I don't speak any African languages.
你会说我不懂任何的非洲语言。
The Chinese workers that are in Africa, they don't speak it.
那么在非洲工作的许多中国来的这个工人，他们也不懂得、这个、
David Rowe told them that there were 300,000 Chinese workers across Africa.
David Rowe 告诉我们说有300,000的华工在非洲工作。
Maybe somebody here, God will say, I want you to go pursue them in Jesus' name.
也许今天就有人被听到神的呼召说，你到那里去寻找这些人。
God's heart is a seeking heart.
那么神的心是一个寻求的心。
He goes looking.
他在寻找。
And he says, I want you to go looking too.
那么他也说我在寻找，所以你也要寻找。
Looking for people that don't have any knowledge of Jesus.
你要寻找那些不认识耶稣基督的人。
I remember one time talking to somebody at my own church.
我记得有一天我跟我自己教会的一个会员来谈话。
And they saw somebody coming down and he had a big beard and a thing on his head and he was obviously a Muslim.
那么他看到有一个在教会里面来留着这个长的胡子，头上戴这个头巾，显然是个穆斯林。
And the person said to me, that's a Muslim.
然后那个人跟我说啊，来了一个穆斯林。
And I said, I think he knows.I think he knows he's a Muslim.
Oh, 我想他应该知道他自己是个穆斯林。
I said, but he spoke, my friend spoke as if it, let's run away from this man.
但是好像我的朋友这样讲的时候，有点说穆斯林来了，我们。
And I said to my brother,
然后我就对我的这个弟兄说，
put on your Jesus glasses.
你要戴上一个耶稣基督的眼镜来看人。
And see him as someone who maybe has never heard John 3:16.
那么你要想到说，这是一个从来不知道约翰福音3:16神。
That's what the seeking heart of God looks like.
这就是当我们有寻求像神一样有寻求的心，我们用这样的眼光看人。
So the question in Genesis, "Where are you?" reflects God's seeking heart.
所以创世纪这个信息，你在哪里，就反映出神寻找人的心。
Go to the New Testament into Matthew chapter 27.
那我们到马太福音第二十七章，到了新约。
And you have another question.
我们有另外一个问题。
This time it's a question from God, Jesus, on the cross to God the Father.
那是在十字架上子神耶稣对于父神的一个问题。
And it's the question of out of Psalm 22, my God, why have you forsaken me?
那这个是这一段的问话是根据诗篇二十二篇，我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我？
And this verse is a reflection of the fact that God's heart is a sacrificial heart.
那也告诉我们说，神的心是一个牺牲的心，舍己的心。
God says, I want to reach these people with my love, and I love them so much, I'll send my son to die.
那就是说，神是爱世人，爱到这样一个地步，差遣三位一体真神的第二位为世人的罪而定死。
One song we sing says, love came down to rescue me.
所以有一首诗歌这样说，是爱降下来拯救我。
And that's what Jesus is.
那就是耶稣基督所做的。
The sacrificial heart of God to come looking for us.
那就是神牺牲舍己的心来到这个世界上来寻找我们。
That's why the Bible says God made him who knew no sin to become sin for us.
那就是圣经上所说的，神使那不知道罪的人为我们人成为罪。
And it's an important thing to remember because if we have God's heart, it's going to involve sacrifice.
那意思就是说，我们若是要以神的心为心，那就必须要有牺牲的心智。
If you use my challenge to go over and help train people to reach Chinese workers in Africa, it's going to be challenging.
那么所以当我们要为着要能够向着在非洲的这个华人的工人来传福音的话，那是一个很有挑战性的工作，是有牺牲。
But even to talk with the Hindus or the Muslims who live nearby this church could be a sacrifice.
那么就是说要在我们附近的印度教徒或者是伊斯兰教徒来传福音的话，那一定有牺牲。
It's uncomfortable to cross cultures.
那么当我们要跨越文化的时候，不是一个舒服的事情。
It's challenging to speak the language that they might be speaking.
那么我们要用一个他们可以懂得的这个语言来跟他们传讲福音，不是一个容易的事。
And as this church continues to send people out on short or long-term mission, it costs money.
当我们教会要差遣人，不管是做短宣跟长宣，也包括在经济上的资源。
To even pray for the nations of the world takes time and sacrifice.
那么就是要我们为普世的这个福音事工祷告，是需要花时间，需要牺牲。
But the book of 1 John says Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for others.
在约翰一书告诉我们说，主被我们舍命，我们也要为他舍命。
The heart of God is a sacrificial heart.
所以神的心是一个牺牲的心。
And when we understand that heart,
当我们明白神这个牺牲的心，
we say, Lord,
我们就说主啊，
you've done this for me.
那么你来差遣我。
Who do you want me to make a sacrifice for?
那么你要为我是，你要我为什么样子一个族群来牺牲呢？
This past week, I had a chance to meet with a young man who used to be in my youth group.
那么过去这个礼拜，我有机会认识一个年轻人，他曾经在我的这个青年团契里面，我服侍过他。
I was his youth pastor. We had a Bible study.
那么，然后我曾经做他的青年牧师。
1974.
那是在1974年。
So my young person from my youth group is now more than 60 years old.
那么当初我带过的年轻人现在已经过了50岁了。
He's a single man.
他是单身的。
And God called him to go to Liberia in West Africa.
那神差遣他到西非洲的赖比利亚去。
He lives at a center for people with leprosy.
那么他就住在一个地方呢，是特别为着有麻风病的人。
And he's loving these people for now 20 years.
那么他有20年的时间爱这些麻风病患者。
I'm on the board of his organization, and we were asking him questions.
所以当他要加入一个组织的时候，他问这样一个问题。
And he was telling us, well, I've had malaria 9 times.
他说我在那个地方我得了疟疾有九次。
I had typhoid twice. Typhoid fever.
Okay. Twice. 有某一种热病。
He said, and now I've had COVID several times.
那么而且我也得了这个新冠病毒几次了。
He's had his car break down.
他的车子坏了。
He's been robbed every once in a while.
他有的时候也会被人家抢劫。
He didn't make it sound desirable to go visit him.
那么所以他特别提到说要去那边看他不是个容易的事情，不是个舒服的事。
But we asked, why do you keep staying?
但是就问他说为什么你还待在那儿
He basically said, if Jesus Christ is God and he died for me, no sacrifice I make is too great.
他给我的答案就是说如果耶稣基督是神他为我的罪而死那么没有任何的牺牲是太大的牺牲
Sacrifice takes different shapes.
那么这个牺牲有各式各样不同的情境
Sometimes sacrifice might be as severe as laying down your life.
那么有的时候牺牲到一个地步甚至要舍命
But sometimes sacrifice might mean opening your home to a foreign visitor
但是有的时候牺牲也就是说你打开家门欢迎一个外来的访客
Or committing to give to the ongoing mission outreach of the church
那么或者是说你为着这个宣道来奉献
A medical doctor that I met is a plastic surgeon
我认识一个医生，他是一个整形外科医生。
And in our country, he does a lot of surgeries that are mostly to help people look younger or handsome, more handsome.
所以他在美国做很多的整形外科，就是让人看起来漂亮点。
He even asked me one time if I wanted a hair transplant.
他问我说：“你这个秃头的人，要不要让我给你种一些头发？”
And it would cost many thousands of dollars.
那么要花几千块钱搞这个手术。
But God spoke to this man.
但是神对这位医生说话。
And he's still a plastic surgeon in the United States.
他感觉在美国做一个整形外科医生。
But he only works in the United States 9 months of the year.
但是他一年只工作九个月。
And 3 months of the year, he goes into a country in Africa.
那么有三个月的时间，他到非洲的一个国家去。
To do corrective cleft palate surgery.
Okay, 特别当很多有兔唇的人来给他们做整形的手术。
So he makes money from people who want to be more handsome.
所以他为那些爱美的人来赚他们的钱。
So he can go save children from a fate that might cause them to die.
那么所以呢，他到另外一个人去帮助那些有困难的人。
And it's a risk. It's dangerous.
那么这是危险的事。
It's not an easy thing to do.
这也不是一件容易的事。
But Jesus Christ is our example.
但是耶稣基督是我们的榜样。
He laid down his life for us.
他为我们舍命。
I carry in my Bible a prayer card for a young pastor from Iran.
那我手上有一个祷告卡，是为这一个在伊朗的年轻的牧师。
I had the privilege of meeting this young man at a conference more than 10 years ago.
在十多年之前的一个会议上，我有机会认识这位年轻的牧师。
He was so excited about the Lord.
他是对于能够信神，他是充满的激情。
He was saved out of a Muslim background.
那么他是从这个伊斯兰教的背景里面被神拯救。
Became a very serious follower of Jesus Christ.
他就认真的跟随主。
And when I met him, he was so excited telling me about the churches that he had planted, more than five.
那么他告诉我说，在伊朗他已经建立了超过五个教会。
Five churches planted in Iran.
在伊朗建立了五个教会。
One of the most Muslim countries on earth.
那么这是在一个伊朗的，在穆斯林的这个国度里面。
And he was so excited.
他非常非常的热心。
About 10 weeks after I met him at that conference, I got an email from the organization that he is affiliated with.
可是当我遇到他十个礼拜之后，那么他的那个宣教机构就送给我一个电邮。
Pray for Pastor Farshid.
他说为哈希牧师祷告。
The young man I had met.
这是我认识的年轻人。
The political forces had come and taken him into prison.
那么这个警察来把他抓到监狱里面去。
And he was sentenced to 6 years in the most difficult prison in Iran.
他被判了6年的这个徒刑，在一个最艰苦的监狱里面。
And I remember every time I look at his picture.
每一次当我看到这个他的相片
that sometimes serving Jesus is a great sacrifice.
所以有的时候我们要服侍主就有很大的牺牲
I relayed the story in one of our other meetings about going for the first time in my life with my wife to Beijing a number of years ago.
我记得几年之前，我跟我的妻子，我们一起到北京去。
A woman from our church was an English teacher there in Beijing at one of the technical schools.
那么有一位我们教会的姐妹在北京的一个技术学院做英文老师。
And she had four students who had become followers of Jesus.
那么经过他的这个努力有四个学生来信主。
And so she wanted to take us to a church.
所以他想要把他们带到教会去。
So we went to the church service, and of course it was all in Mandarin. I didn't understand anything. My wife didn't either.
所以我们去参加在那里的主日崇拜，当然都是用普通话进行，我什么都不懂。
We were sitting with these four young men, all very dynamic young Christians.
但是这些人都是非常有活力的年轻的基督徒。
And there was an older man, maybe more than 80 years old, speaking that morning.
在那天早上传讲信息的是一位超过80岁的老年人。
And he was very soft-spoken.
他讲话声音很轻。
And it was almost difficult sometimes to hear what he was saying.
那么讲话的声音很轻，有时候甚至听不清他在讲什么。
And he wasn't very dynamic.He wasn't very dynamic.
他并不是一个好像非常非常
He wasn't walking around with the microphone like an enthusiastic preacher.
他也不是好像在这个讲台上走来走去，看着一个好像是热切的一个讲
道。So I was wondering, what do these young men think?
但是我就不晓得说这些很热情的这个传道人听这个好像有一点点平淡的老传道人讲道有什么反应。
So we went out to lunch.
所以我们一起出去吃中饭。
And I asked the four young men.
我就问这四个年轻人。
I said, that man who preached to us this morning.
说今天早上跟我们讲到的那个老人家。
I said, is he a good preacher?
怎么样?
And I was measuring, is he a good preacher?
Okay, 他是, is he a...
I asked the young man if the old man was a good preacher.
我就问说这个老的传道这个道讲的怎么样?
And I was very surprised.
但是我非常惊讶的。
Because I was measuring it by my cultural standards of what an enthusiastic preacher looks like.
我是照我自己的这个文化的背景，认为一个好的讲道者应该是怎么样的。
They said, oh, he is a great preacher.
那么这四个年轻人说，他是一个了不得的一个传道人。
I said, really?
他说真的吗？
And then they said,He has spent many years in prison for Jesus.
那么理由是说，他为着主的缘故，在监牢里面度过很多年。
See, their measurement of greatness was not about his ability to communicate or be a speaker.
所以他是一个被主所重用的传道人，不是因为他的口才。
They were saying his life is his sermon.
那么他的生命就是他的信息。
God's sacrificial question.
那么神是一位牺牲的神。
My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
So the seeking question, where are you?
所以这个寻求的问题是说你在哪里？
The sacrificial question, why have you forsaken me?
那么所以这个牺牲的问题是说你为什么离弃我？
The final question comes from the passage that was read for us out of Isaiah chapter 6.
那么最后这一个问题就是以赛亚书第六章。
And it's when Isaiah sees God.
当以赛亚看到神。
And he's overwhelmed by the glory of God.
他是神的荣耀实在是大大的让他惊讶。
And compared to God's holiness, he's overwhelmed by his own sinfulness.
看到圣洁的神，他对于他自己的罪是何等的觉得可怕。
And that's why he says, "Woe is me."
所以他说，祸在我灭亡。
He says, "I'm condemned."
他说，祸在我灭亡了，我是被定罪。
In the Old Testament, if you saw God, you would surely die.
那么在旧约圣经里面告诉我们说，人如果见到神，必定死。
And he's probably thinking to himself, "I've seen the Holy God. I'm going to die now."
所以他说，我现在看到这位圣洁的神，我命不保。
But then.An angel comes and touches him from the throne of God.
然后从宝座那里来了一位天使，他来用这个火炭探一下。
And he says, "Your sins are forgiven, and your sins are paid for."
那么你的罪已经得到赦免了，罪债偿清了。
So here's Isaiah.
所以这里就是以赛亚。
Worshipping.
他在这边敬拜。
Overwhelmed with his own sinfulness.
被自己的罪深深的觉得自己。
Preparing to die.
那么他怕他自己会死亡。
And God touches him.
那么发生了什么事呢？
And forgives him.
那就是神的赦免。
Then,
然后
he hears God's voice.
他就听见神的声音说
Whom shall I send?
我可以差遣谁呢？
Who will go for us?
谁能够为我们去呢？
You see, this is God's sending question.
那就是神他差遣的问题。
For some reason that we really can't understand, the Almighty God uses us in his work.
有一些事情是我们不能够明白的，这一位全能的神，他能成就万事，为什么竟然还用我们？
He makes us his ambassadors.
他让我们成为他的使者。
He makes us his witnesses.
他让我们成为他的见证人。
Sometimes you wonder why doesn't God just do it by broadcasting the gospel in every language from the voice of heaven?
那么为什么神不单单只是从天上用各式各样不同的语言来传扬福音呢？
But God's way of doing the message of salvation is through people.
但是神他传扬这个救恩的信息是透过得救的人
People that he sends
那么他所差遣的人
If you're a follower of Jesus Christ
如果你跟随耶稣基督
It's very easy over many years I've been a Christian now 51 years
我信主已经有51年的时间
And it's very easy over many years to just to assume that our salvation is just a nice gift
那么很多时候我们甚至认为我们的救恩不过是一个理所当然神给我们的礼物
We say yes Jesus has saved me
哦，谢谢你主你拯救了我
my sins are forgiven
我的罪得到了赦免
I'm going to heaven
那我等下到天堂
And we take it very lightly
那么好像我把这个事情甚至看清了觉得无关重要
But the Isaiah story is an illustration of someone who really understands forgiveness
但是以赛亚的这个故事告诉我们说一个人真正明白赦免的意义
I think Isaiah listened to the voice of God and he was so excited to be forgiven
那么当以赛亚听见神的声音他是这么样子的兴奋他的罪得了赦免
He said the holy God has forgiven me
他说这位圣洁的神竟然赦免我这个极为有罪的人
The Lord of heaven and earth has forgiven me
天地的主竟然赦免了我
I'm cleansed, I'm cleaned because of,
我现在是洁净了
because of what God did for me.
那是因为神所做的事。
And when God says, whom shall I send?
所以当神说我可以差遣谁呢？
I'm volunteering.
那么以赛亚就说我要去。
In response to what God has done for us, that's when we say, here I am, Lord.
那就是说我们回应神在我们生命里所成就的救恩，我们会说我在这里。
Send me.
差遣我
Here I am
我在这里
I'm so grateful
我是这样子的感恩
I'll do anything in response to what you've done for me
为着你成就在我身上的事情我愿意付上任何的代价
Here I am Lord
我在这里
Send me
差遣我
My question this morning is Do we have God's heart?
那么今天早上我给大家的问题就是我们是不是以神的心为心
Do we understand that God wants us to have that same heart of seeking after lost people?
神希望我们有这样的心，能够寻找那些失丧的人。
Going into the neighborhood or into our communities looking for lost sheep.
我们就到我们的邻居，到我们的社区里面去寻找失丧的人。
Maybe going to some place in the world where they've never heard of Jesus, looking for lost sheep.
甚至我们到一个从来没有听见福音的地方，为耶稣基督寻找羊羔。
And making the sacrifices that might be social, financial, educational, for the sake of the gospel.
甚至我们付上一些这个牺牲，可能是社会性的，可能是财务性的，或者是教育方面的。
And basically saying, Lord, in response to what you've done for me.
那么我们所以做这些是对于你所成就救恩的反应。
Here I am，
我在这里。
Send me，
请差遣我。
Now this is not just a prayer for missionaries。
这不是我们对于宣教士的祷告而已。
It's a prayer for today。
那就是我们今天可以做这样的祷告。
For tomorrow，
或者是明天。
My wife worked at a microbiology lab for 40 years。
那么我的妻子在一个微生物的实验室工作了40年的时间。
And she would go into the laboratory on Monday and pray over all of the workstations.
每天早上当她上班的时候，她就在每一个这个实验室里面的这个工作的这个岗位一个一个的祷告。
Here I am, Lord.
她说：“主啊，我在这里。
Send me.
请差遣我。”
Two friends of mine live, they're a little bit too old to become missionaries. They live in a community where many Chinese scholars have come to Boston to study.
那么有两位我所认识的老人家年纪太大了，没有办法到海外去，他住在一个地方，有许多从中国来的访问学者住在那。
And they walk around every Saturday looking for people, inviting them to church.
所以每一个礼拜六的早上，他在他的这个社区里面走来走去，就是想要邀请人来参加教会的聚会。
More than 30 years ago, I met someone who had written speeches for Mao Zedong.
那么30年之前
Many years ago,
okay.
One of the Chinese scholars they brought with them,
okay.
had written speeches for Mao Zedong.
Ah, okay. So, in其中有位访问学者曾经是帮毛泽东写这个演讲稿的人。
Because they were walking around their neighborhood saying, "Lord, here I am."
所以因着他们在这个社区里面走来走去，说我在这里。
And so people have gotten to hear the gospel because they said, "Here I am, Lord."
所以对于那些没有听见福音的人，他们说，主啊，我在这里。
One person calls it 24/7 availability.
那意思就是说，我们一个礼拜七天，每一天24小时，我们通通都是预备回应主的呼召。
Around the world, when I've traveled, I've seen the way people worship.
那么在我世界各地旅行，我看人们是怎么生活跟工作。
And in many cultures,
在许多不同的文化里面
whether they're Baptist or Presbyterian or Pentecostal,
那么不管我们是属于哪一个宗派浸信会的或者是长老会的
when
或者是母亲节会
when they worship,
当我们敬拜的时候
they worship like this,
我们把两手举起来
they have their hands open,
我们的手打开
they're saying, "Here I am, Lord."
他说主啊我在这里
I'm not holding on to things,
那么我们不是只是伸出一只手
I'm giving you my life.
我把我的全身奉献给你
Or my future.
那么我的前途奉献给你
Or my children.
或者我的孩子奉献给你
Or my parents.
或者我的父母亲
Here I am, Lord.
主啊，我在这里
Let's pray.
让我们祷告
I'm going to invite you to imitate the people that I've seen in many parts of the world.
那么我想在这里请大家效法我在全世界各地所遇到的许许多多的人。
And in response to today's worship,
那么对于今天我们敬拜的一个回应
I'm going to invite you to extend your hands upward and open your palms.
我请你能够是打开你自己的心门
And just say, "Here I am, Lord."
然后对主说，主啊，我在这里。
Send me to my workplace.
那么差遣我到我工作的地方。
Send me to the neighborhood.
差遣我到我的邻舍当中
Send me to the nations.
差遣我到万民当中
In response to what you've done for us, Lord.
来回应你在我们身上所成就的救恩
Here we are.
我们在这里
Send us.
请差遣我
In Jesus' name.
靠耶稣的名祷告
Amen.
Amen.